This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Kerry Walker about learning languages as part of your travel experience. When you walk down the street, you know what's going on. People, during the passeggiata, there's little sweet nothings that are being murmured.
Exactly.
What are some of the, what's the terminology, the passeggiata?
So passeggiata is basically the walk, right? Especially in smaller towns, those little walks that people are doing. And then when you're living in a community where the passeggiata is just part of the culture, not only you're talking about, you are part of that.
What's some key phrases you should know if you're going to enjoy the passeggiata? The sun's going down, everybody's out, people are showing off the, you know, who's with who, what's happening, who's pregnant, who's breaking up, who's got a new motorino.
Right. Well, I think you definitely need to know that everyone's going to be stopping at the cafe for their espresso, right? So vorrei un espresso, por favore, at the gelato shops, obviously.
Yeah, so, a little taste. How do we say a little
taste? Assaggio. Un assaggio,
por favore. These are key words. If you know the word assaggio, you can get a lot of free little tastes of different kinds of gelato. Stepping into an artisan's shop and you just want to take a look. What do you say? Don't mind me. I'm just happy to be here. Can I look around?
Yeah, è possibile.
What is it? Posso guardare?
Guardare. Sì. I would like to look.
Posso guardare. That's a happy phrase for me because I like to poke around, but I don't want them to worry about me. So I just say, I'm just looking. Yeah, posso guardare.
È possibile.
And then back to the gelato shop and assaggio, per favore.
Now, how do you say, does it marry well?
Does it marry well? Yeah, is it a bene sposato, something like that? Is it a good marriage? That's when you're putting two different flavors together in your cup of gelato.
Exactly.
Keywords.
And talk to those babies, too. If you're doing the passeggiata, you have to stop the little families with the babies.
Isn't it cute? What would you say?
Un bambino. But immediately you're acting with the culture, and that's what just a little bit of language can go a long way.
For years, I would call myself a capogrupa, a female tour guide. And then somebody said, scusi, Ricardo, you are not a capogrupa. You are a capogrupo.
Sì. Certo.
You learn. Sometimes you look at the people and they're looking at you and you go, am I saying something really stupid?
But it doesn't matter. Italians love you just if you try.